I think the win gives us a bit of confidence, the way we played in the first half and what we can do against great sides. And I think we get a bit of confidence out of that first half, definitely.
And what about working with Paddy Ryder? I think early on there was a great moment where you tackled someone, clearance inside 50, he marked. It must be great to have that partnership.
Yeah, it was really only the start for us. We haven't had a chance to play together until then, and I'm looking forward to how it works and how it evolves. And you know, probably from here on, we'll train really hard and work on how we can improve that partnership and just seeing how it goes on game day.
Do you feel like it made your job easier out there?
Yeah, it did, to be honest. I probably didn't play the normal amount of game time I would just because I'm coming back from a little injury, but it made it easier in that you've got two opponents and two different strategies that can sort of combat the opposition and might be a little bit harder for them.
How did you feel first game back?
Yeah, it felt pretty good, to be honest, pulling up wise. I was blown out there. I was definitely tired towards the end, and I expected that. So I feel all right today, and looking forward to training fully this week and playing a bit more game time next weekend.
It really was a sort of tale of two halves, that game. Have you sort of spoken about what happened in the second half, how you might be able to arrest that momentum a bit more?
Yeah, we have. We've spoken about, you know, attack on the footy early and how that really set us up, and then later on in the game how we knew they were going to come at us and preparing for that, and then that balance for us of defending it but also still attacking it as much as we can.
Is that what Ken... I mean, Ken sort of said after the game, like, still need to play that brave footy when they're coming at you. So how do you do that?
Well, that's what we discussed, how going forward we can get that balance of doing both, and recognising the times when you need to be defensive and kick long and the times when you still got to take the game on. And for us, we'll train it, and we'll just keep working on it because I think in big games it's important to be able to do both.
Did Docklands take it out of the legs of the players who played the week before?
Couldn't tell you. I'm not sure. I think the way we played early in the game is the way we want to play, and as aggressive and hard as we can. And whether or not that fatigues us later in the game, you can't really control that. You've still got to go as hard as you can early.
Matty, you've had some great battles with Sam Jacobs. We spoke to a little bit earlier. How crucial is that, and how important is it then to have Paddy helping out?
Yeah, we've had some great battles over the past few years, and I think for me and Paddy, it's a bit more of a partnership at the moment, and how that sort of team can go against the opposition as opposed to just in the past just being one-on-one battles. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that works.
How do you go about that? Like, if it is a rough partnership and you know, someone like you who puts so much time into working out your strategies and stuff, how do you sort of bring him into that?
I think you work out, you know, the best way for his approach, and then the way you're going with your goals. It's rather than looking at your stats about what you want to get, it's about the partnership as opposed to their ruck partnership as well. So that's something we'll focus on, and it'll probably keep evolving over time.
And so you look at someone, obviously Sam Jacobs is a star.
Yeah.
Josh Jenkins is still developing his ruck work. So you look at him, who probably doesn't have quite the level of you and Paddy and Sam, and really trying to attack someone like that.
Yeah, but you also look about the impact on the whole game, so the impact he might have up forward, same as what Paddy and myself will try and do, so I think you approach it that way.
Do you have sort of set times when you're going to be, centre bounces and Paddy?
Yeah. It's pretty random on the weekend, so we're just going to see how it works, really. There might be different opponents that Paddy's rucking a lot better than me against, and he might spend more time in the ruck and vice versa, so I think we'll just see how it works.
Rather than the old one goal each sort of approach?
Yeah, no, I think it's changed a bit since then.
Does the 8-day break, does that help the likes of Gray and Pollock and White to get up for Sunday?
Yeah, it gives them a lot better chance, I think. We'll have a run tomorrow and then we'll have another run Thursday, and they'll have to show they can train Thursday to be able to play, so it still gives them another few days.
Matty, I think on Friday night there's going to be a Reds game at the Oval, which might prohibit you guys training in the Crows.
Yeah.
Is that a bit frustrating?
I'm not even aware of that until now, so it doesn't really matter, I suppose, if we can't train there. We've trained there 10 times already this year, so we know what it's like.
Sorry, you answered my question.
Yeah.
Is this one of the... it's always a big showdown week, but is this one of the more anticipated showdowns, considering how good you guys have been the last couple of years, and the Crows look like they've up again and they're going to want to bounce back after a disappointing result last night?
Yeah. I've sat here a few times before showdowns and it's always the same. It's always exciting and everyone's talking about it. So it'll be what it's always been like. It doesn't matter where you've started off during the year. It matters what you like this week, and we're excited about it. You know, going against Walshy, he'll prepare really well, and he knows a lot about us, and we'll prepare as best as we can, and I think it's going to be a great contest.
How much a factor is that, Walshy, the fact that he's obviously been in here and knows so much about you guys?
I really don't know. I know he prepares as well as anyone, no matter who he plays against, so we'll do the best we can in preparing, and I'm not sure how much will come into it.
There are a few, you sort of sharing a few of the same terms as the Crows in the pre-season. Do you expect that sort of to happen again?
Yeah, there might be a little bit of that. I'm not sure, but I'm sure... Oh, I know from playing other sides that there's a lot of terms that are used the exact same, but it's really a matter of who can do it the best. It doesn't matter if you know what's going on. You just got to be able to apply it better.
Do you guys focus on ground ball gets?
Yeah, we do, yeah. Ground ball gets and tackles is probably our biggest measure and of the inside stuff, and when we're getting them right, we're giving ourselves the best chance, and I think every side in the AFL is probably focusing on that at the moment.
Don't have to jump off a jetty if you don't do it
well. No, we haven't done that yet.
You must have been thrilled with the way the midfield operated without Wines or Gray on the
wing. Yeah, I think it showed the depth we've got and that guys can step up when they're asked to. I think Youngie's stepped up the last few weeks. You know, Trav played a massive role. And for us, it's Kenny always talks about how, as a team, we're playing against other sides. It's not the individual battles. So for us, we can get a bit of confidence out of that, that even two of our key players are gone, we can still perform.
You're pretty confident that Gray will be right for this weekend, or is he pretty close last?
Oh, I've got no idea, to be honest. I'll have to see how he goes on Tuesday and Thursday at training.
And what's your take on the Clarko situation? Obviously a bit disappointing to see that at Adelaide level.
Yeah, we want our fans to be respectful to everyone. It's fine to have a bit of banter, I think, with the opposition, but obviously you went a bit too far to provoke Clarko.
Were you surprised at the Crows getting so easily stitched up yesterday?
Oh, I didn't watch the game, to be honest. I saw the result, but I know what the Bulldogs have done the start of this season, so it's AFL at the moment. On any given day, anyone can win, so not too surprising.
Talking starts, like, you've obviously had the real tough start to the season. Now that you've got through that in pretty good order, how well does that set you up, particularly going into this week, having had all that tough footy?
Yeah, we're trying to view it as a positive that, you know, we're a bit more hardened to play quality sides. You could view it the other way, that you might be more fatigued, but I think for us it's, you know, we've played those really hard contested games, and it's like training as best as possible. So we'll view it that way.
Just on the fatigue, like, you have had such a reputation of running over the top of teams late, and clearly that can happen on the weekend a few other times. Like, is that a factor? Like, have you still got that advantage, do you think?
I've got no idea. I think on the weekend, you always knew Hawthorn were going to come back. They're a quality side. It was always going to happen, and it was the best way that we could go back at that.